Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
All right, Matt. So in the middle of all of this other LSU football day and everything else that is going on right now, you know, Christmas is like a week from Wednesday.
Is it really?
Yeah. Christmas Eve is a week from tomorrow.
Oh.
So that's going to be here before we know it. How's your Christmas shopping coming along? Not so much.
Crap.
Yeah. It's about that time. I know. Not to like stress you out or anything. But the Good Eats gift cards, by the way, you can do online now. So it's just as easy as making an order. You can actually purchase a credit for someone in the amount of $50, $100 at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
It's a great option for people who are always kind of eating on the go, not sure what to get. It's a healthy option that's affordable, tastes great. mygoodeatskitchen.com and in store too, right?
Yeah, you can get your $50 gift card. When you do that in store, you'll get a voucher to come back and get a free meal for yourself, because you
how
can get
that?
Them just in the
buy
stores.
A gift card, get a free meal.
They've got three locations in Baton Rouge, one in Lafayette, again online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Joe Burrow will probably eat free meals in Baton Rouge for the rest of his life.
Likely so.
If that guy ever pays for another meal or drink in this town, like, the restaurant bar owner should just be throat punched.
I just love him.
Who doesn't?
Oh my gosh. The
you know,
what an incredible speech.
Did you cry?
I so cried.
I didn't cry.
I cried like a little girl.
I grinned ear to ear like the cat that ate the canary. I get why some people probably cried, especially the moment with him and Ed Ogeron was kind of the really emotional.
Yeah,
when you see two men kind of become emotional, I think that strikes people.
Yes.
Mostly because it's particularly those two men. Joe is more known personality-wise for the little princess wave against Texas, pointing for the first down against Alabama. You know, the jawing at the guy from Ole Miss last year, point five at the Vanderbilt sideline after they hit him late. Like, that's what we see of Joe. That's the emotion we see from Joe. It's rarely the other way. He said it's the most tears he's cried in his 23 years of life.
My guess was, if I would have had to place bets on it, I said that I didn't think he was going to cry. When they were showing the previous speeches and they all cry. I did not think that he would cry.
It's
emotional.
I do understand that. But for me, we talked about it a bit on Friday where I said, look, 60 years. And I don't know that people in Tiger Stadium on Halloween night of 1959, when they watched Billy Cannon make that run, I don't know if those people in that moment thought, this is iconic. Like 60, 100 years from now, people are going to be reliving this night.
Mm-hmm.
I think this season, every LSU fan has known what they're watching with Joe Burrow is eternal, is immortal. Like, Joe Burrow is immortalized now at LSU, and we all have the context of Dr. Cannon, what his legacy's been, and that's what it's going to be for Joe Burrow, which is a really cool thought because we got to live it and see it. Now, a lot of people have asked, because LSU's back on the practice field today. They're getting ready for a game.
Yeah.
Will this be a distraction? I don't think so for a couple of reasons. Number one, Joe has been so dialed in all season that he's the kind of guy that almost seems annoyed by the award banquet because he's so eager to get back to football. So I think actually returning to football will be a great reprieve. And Ed Ogeron has been masterful at compartmentalizing games. We've talked about that all season.
Yep.
The other thing, too, remember, Oklahoma had a bunch of players at the College Football Award Show and the Heisman. Ohio State had players at the College Football Award Show and the Heisman. Like, these programs were doing the same thing, too. They were all off last week while their coach and star players were jet-setting to the award shows and the Heisman presentation. So it wasn't – LSU won everything, but other schools were on that same schedule as well. So I don't think it's a distraction, but I'm very much looking forward now to LSU focusing on Oklahoma and seeing if they can go finish this thing off.